The last item that I have to discuss is the ongoing recall petition. I'm sure you all are aware of it by now. Today, Elections Board, myself specifically, directed AS staff to begin verifying signatures on that petition.
At the most recent Associated Students Senate meeting on Wednesday, April 3rd, Elections Board Chair Cesar Castillo announced that signature verification had begun for a recall petition seeking to remove AS President Tessa Vexler from office. This recall petition requires at least 327 signatures, or 10% of the 3,270 votes cast for the AS President election last year. In accordance with convention, the 327 signature threshold is not limited to only those who voted, but rather it includes all, quote, dues-paying undergraduate students of Associated Students, end quote. That's from UCSB's 2023 to 2024 AS Legal Code. Elections Board Chair Castillo explained signature verification had begun in order to ensure the petition was ready for next week's AS Senate meeting on April 10th.
The statutory deadline for the petition to reach signatures is April 14th, but that's beyond next Wednesday. That's why we're doing signature verification now, in case it reaches the count before that April 14th deadline, it can come to the Senate for a vote.
At that meeting, senators will have to vote on two items. First, to ratify the petition, and second, if the previous vote passes, to hold a recall election.
So if you vote yes to ratify, it then goes to an election vote. You all get to determine whether or not an election is held to recall the president. If you vote yes, it comes back to Elections Board and we determine the format of it. If you vote no, no further action is taken. And the same is with ratification. If you choose not to ratify it, no further action is taken. There's not even a vote on whether or not to hold a special election.
According to the AS Legal Code, a special recall election requires at least a two-thirds majority of senators in order for the election to proceed to students. If this two-thirds majority is obtained, then in order for the recall to take effect, the recall election would need at least a two-thirds majority vote of at least 20% of undergraduate students voting. Castillo said he would prefer to bundle the recall election with the spring general election, which is set to take place on the fourth week of spring quarter, the week of April 22nd.
And I can't foresee a future in which we would run one. I mean, if it were to come back to us as us having to run an election, I certainly wouldn't want to run one a week before running the spring general because it's a lot of publicity. That's for us to decide. I couldn't make a decision without having something in front of me from the Senate.
The recall petition seeks to remove AS President Tessa Vexler for allegedly silencing student voices by deleting comments on her personal Instagram and for failing to condemn anti-Arab racism on campus. KCSB's Zoha Malik previously spoke to a student behind the recall petition. You can find that conversation on our streaming platforms. Thanks for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chee.